The news flow is extraordinary, and right now I would say the safe haven ratios I look at are indicating a little more stress, but that could ebb away here in 10 minutes. The White House is doing the same thing. They're looking, yes, at the Bloomberg markets, but far more at the responsibilities of the President of the United States, and he will speak tonight. Jed Fitzpatrick leading our coverage in Washington with Bloomberg Government. Jack, any State of the Union has to have the political resonances where the president introduces someone, etc. But far more, the president has to deliver some form of surprise or surprises. What can he deliver tonight to provide comfort on this war in Ukraine?
That is the toughest question he faces. I think it tells us a lot that the administration officials who have provided somewhat of a preview to the speech to our colleagues who cover the White House have focused on the domestic economic vision that he obviously wanted to focus on. He has to figure out how to address what we're seeing in Ukraine while simultaneously making the points he wanted to make. He's got some opportunities to cast something to the future in, I don't know if a surprising way, but for example, the pick of Ketanji Brown Jackson as the first black woman who could be on the Supreme Court. He's got some opportunities, but it is going to be very difficult for him to, one, lead with the news and the fears we're facing now, turn that toward his domestic economic vision, and find a way to pack a rhetorical punch while addressing everything that needs to be addressed.
Jack, the president has a 35% approval rating as of today. What does he really need to claim a victory with tonight's speech?
He obviously needs to calm people to the greatest extent possible on foreign policy issues. He really could use some sort of legislative win. Obviously, Build Back Better, as we had referred to it, or as they had referred to it, is dead. There's an opportunity to continue talking with Joe Manchin about what kind of limited climate package there could be. The president is going to talk about, and this is a bit of a surprise if you were watching this as of 6 months ago, he's going to talk about reducing the deficit and some sort of deficit reduction push. That could be the sort of reiteration of
yeah,
his
Jack,
legislative program.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I think this is so important. He has Ron Klain and others in the White House telling him he's going to be 8 or 9 p.m., and at 3 a.m. in Ukraine, all of social media is going to be lit up with whatever's going on there. Mark Kimmett, the general, was on with us an hour ago, and I'm not going to mince words, Jack. He was grim. And he's going to be talking about nuance in the federal deficit?
He wants to talk about the economy. And I think we learned a lesson with the Afghanistan pullout, that the president is willing to take a hit in the polls and have a very, very bad news cycle and let things get fairly messy to avoid getting sucked into something that he sees as a very long-term threat. That's, I think, why we're not seeing him push for additional energy sanctions that could have a lot of blowback on the U.S. economy. That's why he seems almost a bit reluctant to focus wholeheartedly on what we're seeing in Ukraine in this speech, and why he keeps trying to turn back to a very domestic-focused vision. I don't know how neatly he can do that, but clearly he's willing to even take some hits in the polls on foreign policy to try to turn the focus back to his domestic vision, because that really is what he wants to be the focus for his presidency.
Jack, the Republicans will have their chance for rebuttal after the State of the Union. What do you think the message will be there?
They've bounced around quite a bit. A year ago or last April, after his first joint address, we heard a lot more than we're hearing now on immigration and the border. Obviously, schools have been a major focus. There's been pushback to how exactly he has responded to Russia and Ukraine, but largely there's been a significant amount of support just for the broad idea of focusing on sanctions We're hearing some pushback on the energy policy and the limits on domestic energy production. That is a significant focus for Republicans right now. But the benefit of being in the minority is you can throw a lot of things out and see what sticks.
Jack Fitzpatrick, thank you so much. With Joe Matthew, our coverage this evening.